It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion, Parshat Ki Tetzeh, True Empathy. We ask ourselves a question. Why the repetition of the laws in Parshat Ki Tetzeh with the laws in Parshat Kedoshim? Or, to the extent that they are different, we ask ourselves a question. Why are some of the laws that are the same, namely Lechet Shicham Peah, the collection of leaving things for the poor, why is a different rationale offered? What is the nature of the difference between the laws in Devarim and the laws in Kedoshim, the laws in Parshat Ki Tetzeh, and the laws in chapter 19 of Leviticus, Parshat Kedoshim? We look in Parshat Ki Tetzeh, we find a number of laws that are really about empathy. Number one, we have the notion of bachutz ta'amod, that if indeed you've given a loan to someone, they're unable to pay the loan, you can't go in their house to take an surety. Bachutz ta'amod, you have to stand outside. You, a wealthy man, wealthy woman, you're going to go in there, and you're going to see how they live in poverty, and you're going to take something from them. Shame on you. You'd be embarrassing them. They'd be ashamed that a wealthy person is coming in. They see their home is in shambles. This is true empathy, to be sensitive. Even though they owe you money, you're in the right. Doesn't matter. You can't embarrass a fellow Jew. Number two, lo tishkav vavuto. If you took his surety and it was a beged laila, it was something they needed for their pajamas, for their sheets and their spreads and their pillows and their blankets, they needed to go to sleep. And you say, well, what do they have of value? All they have is their beautiful blanket that they have that was a nice quilt. And you take that quilt, and that person can't even sleep because they're so poor and they're cold at night. Shame on you. Can't do that. Don't cause someone else to call out to God and say, God, how could that guy do that? He's a wealthy man. He's going to take my blanket. What's going on? Number three, they love poor guy showed up to pick the peanuts at 5 o'clock in the morning. He worked a 12-hour day. He picked all the peanuts, and you're paying him peanuts, and you're paying him his salary. And then what do? You decide, I forgot to go to the bank today. I'll pay you tomorrow. Poor guy goes home. He doesn't have enough for supper. He was looking for it. He's giving his life for it. He's longing for it. He stood on the ladder, could have fallen off. He was doing the tiles on your roof all day, risking his life with his job, because people do that. They risk their lives for their job. They rush in traffic to get there on time. And what do? You didn't pay him on time. Sensitivity in terms of workers. And then we see a difference. And it speaks of Peret and Olot, that we don't take if you have a grape that's not ripe. You don't take that. If some of the olives fall off, you don't need to take that. But leave it on the ground. Let the poor take it. But for whom? Lagerli atom v'almana. Not just for the stranger, not just for the poor, but specifically for the atom and almana. One of the major themes in the book of Devarim, book of Deuteronomy, the Yatom and Almana. Who's Yatom and Almana? The orphan and the widow. Because it's not simply a question of, oh, there's poverty, so let's take care of the poor. That's Parshat Kedoshim. Parshat Kedoshim speaks of the poor, speaks of the stranger, because those are categories of people who are indigent. They're strangers. They're not landowners. They don't have enough. But in Parshat Ki Tetzeh, it's all about the ger, the yatom and almana. And this is a theme that we've seen over and over again, starting in Parshat Re'eh, the notion of the ger, the yatom and almana, the orphan, the stranger, and the widow. These are people who are not only subject to economic assistance, but they need to be subject to your empathy. So your sympathy, your empathic reaction to them, it's very different. The contradistinction to this notion of Sefer Devarim, Parshat Ki Tetzeh, and the notion of sensitivity to others is Amalek. The parsha ends at Amalek, where he said, "Vayizanev b'cha kol nechashalim acharecha." Those who were stragglers in society, those who were lame, those who couldn't walk, they had to go more slowly. Maybe they had problems in their legs. Maybe they were elderly and children. Those are the people that they decided to attack, the vulnerable. This is the opposite of having empathy. Sometimes there are people who are terrorists who specifically go after those who can't defend themselves. And this is the opposite. This is something we need to stay away from. Parshat Kedoshim, the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, speaks in terms of poverty. Strangers, people who are not full citizens, people who are not fully invested so that they are indigent. This parsha speaks of empathy, thinking of what is the consequence of your action as a wealthy person walking in someone else's home. It's thinking about what does it mean that you took something from their house that they needed for their living, to make a living tomorrow. You took their grinder, and that's what the guy does. He's a grinder. He grinds flour, whatever it may be. Thinking that if maybe instead of just giving charity, that instead, you know, when you pick your grapes and you pick your dates and your figs and your olives, you know, just if they fall off, just leave them there. If it's a small grape, don't throw it away. Leave it for them. Maybe the widow and the orphan and the stranger and the poor will be able to benefit from it. And ultimately, ultimately you need to remember that you were a slave, to have that empathy, to remember you too were once a slave, and to really sympathize and understand, put yourself in their shoes, what it was like to be indigent, to be disenfranchised, to be persecuted, to not have. And if we can do this, hopefully we're blessed in all the things that we do. Thank you for joining us here at the Baron Hirsch Congregation. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha. And thanks to Cindy and Joe Weinstein for sponsoring these many webcasts. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.